From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. A big win for Florida Power and Light in Tallahassee today. Governor Rick Scott and the state cabinet approved the utility's plan to add two new reactors to the Turkey Point nuclear power plant. But the expansion comes with 89 miles of high-voltage cable that will carry the power to the grid past some very unhappy residents and property owners. Rick Stone has that story.
The transmission lines would go north from Turkey Point right up Dixie Highway to Miami through Pinecrest, South Miami, and Coral Gables. The towns have been fighting the project for years, fearing that the 100-foot power poles would destroy their quality of life and their property values. Pinecrest Mayor Cindy Lerner said her town is full of angry people.
Property owners like Ed Williamson Cadillac, who spent a fortune to build a state-of-the-art, gorgeous Cadillac dealership, those monstrosities would destroy it.
During a two-hour hearing, mayors and city attorneys begged the cabinet to defer or deny FPNL's application or require it to bury the cables underground. South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard said his city is expecting to lose a yearly $360 million in economic activity.
You, Governor Scott, ran as the jobs governor. You have before you the opportunity to save a lot of jobs with your decisions here.
The governor and his cabinet had few questions during the hearing. Just before the unanimous vote of approval, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam said 2,200 megawatts of emission-free nuclear power would be of tremendous value to the state that relies too much on fossil fuels.
That's the type of thing that we're going to have as part of an overall all-of-the-above energy strategy.
But nothing will change anytime soon. FPNL still needs federal approval for the plant expansion and several years of construction and testing after that. It's expected the new reactors will be online sometime in 2024. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Activists delivered nearly 6,000 petitions to Governor Rick Scott's office this week, calling for the state to stop setting lower academic goals for Black and Hispanic students. They were accompanied by an attorney from the Southern Poverty Law Center, Tonya Galone, who says the policy is racist. The Law Center is suing the Florida Board of Education over its strategic plan, which sets different reading goals for students of different ethnicities. The plan calls for 88% of white students to be reading at grade level by 2018, but for just 74% of Black students and 81% of Hispanic students to do the same. Robert Burns is a 15-year-old African-American student at a private school in Miami. He says he felt rejected when he found out.
I felt as though, like, wow, this is, like, what my state thinks of me. And I also felt motivated to do better.
The Southern Poverty Law Center argues that DOE created a self-fulfilling prophecy of lower achievement for Black and Hispanic students. More than half of Florida's public school kids are Black or Hispanic. And for any evening beachgoers out there, be extra careful tonight. The National Weather Service has extended a rip current advisory for Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Andy Wagner.